Good morning. The time is 8:07. Plenty of sunshine here in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls Radio Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Currently 68 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today, I'm going to talk quite a bit about the news of yesterday as President Joe Biden announces that he will not accept the Democratic nomination for president at the convention in Chicago next month. He will not seek a second term in office. He endorsed the sitting vice president, Kamala Harris. Many elected Democrats have followed suit and also endorsed the vice president. We will wait and see whether or not there is a push for somebody else to be considered for the post of the Democratic nominee. The discussions have turned as well to a potential running mate, should it be Vice President Harris at the top of the Democratic ticket when all is said and done. It's a very, I don't know, you call it bittersweet. I call it, in a lot of ways, I know that in my response, it's a little bit different than many others. I was immensely saddened yesterday by the announcement from the president, and I know that that is not the overall reaction. But during the course of today's show, I will go over some of my thoughts, my feelings towards what occurred yesterday, what has occurred over the past almost month, about, I think, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in the 4 weeks, maybe a little less than 4 weeks since the presidential debate that was held in late June. My thoughts on the where we stand now, where we will be going as well. Now into the fall campaign, the responses that we've heard, a lot to unpack here today. But also, it's important that your voice be heard as well. I am very curious to know the thoughts of folks here in central Wisconsin when it comes to what happened yesterday, what has been going on, your thoughts on the vice president and her opportunity now to step forward and perhaps be the Democratic standard bearer when it comes to facing Donald Trump now in November. If you have your thoughts, I would love to be able to hear them as we continue throughout this morning. You can call us or text us. The best way, again, is through the Civic Media app. Just download the Civic Media app. Go to wherever you get your apps. Search out Civic Media. Download it. It is free. And then you'll have at your fingertips all the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. And then once you have the app, open it up. The fifth one down is Bull Falls Radio. When you open it up, you'll have an opportunity to email us, to send us a text, give us a call, just with a push of the button. And real simple, if you call us up, you'll hear Ian Welsh's voice. We'll find out what you want to talk about, get you on the air, and let your voice be heard. Also, if you would just like to text, we will make sure to pass along your thoughts and your comments and your questions and everything else as well. But if you don't have the Civic Media app and you just want to be able to call in, you can do it the old-fashioned way. Just pick up your phone, call us, or text us. The number is the same for calling or texting, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, that is to either call us or text us here this morning on the program. Coming up at 8:20, we'll be talking about the weather forecast. Again, a beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin as we begin another work week. We'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. In fact, Brittany is not here in town right now. She has actually gone off to Oshkosh and the AAA convention. So we'll talk to Brittany from Oshkosh and find out what she's up to over there, and also talk about the early week weather forecast as well. So again, today is a lot about the weekend news. And again, I want to hear your voice and your thoughts and what you believe, because I will let you know what I think as well. But I want to be able to offer you an opportunity as well to let your voice be heard concerning the withdrawal of President Joe Biden from the 2024 campaign and the announcement that he is endorsing the Vice President Kamala Harris, and whether or not there's anybody else you'd like to see throw their hat in the ring before the Democrats officially give their nomination at the convention in Chicago coming up next month. But before we go any further, need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chen. Yeah, I heard about the news yesterday as I was searching Facebook. It was on the president's official Facebook page. I saw his letter, and I'm actually very proud of him for taking this step, because I know that he's been under a lot of pressure, and that, well, personally, I believe that he has done a fantastic job these last 4 years of focusing on the issues and trying to bring us together and actually, you know, focus more on the people instead of the politics of the job. And I think it's a very responsible and mature decision on his part that he's going to, you know, step down and let somebody else take a charge. And I mean, I think he's been a really great president, but personally, I don't think he could handle another 4 years, especially if he had to deal with the Trump backlash again. But yeah, just overall, it was a very big weekend indeed.
We're going to talk about a lot of the specifics, both in terms of the record and in terms of the politics. But one thing that I tried to bring in to our discussions and bring into this program is the historical aspect of a lot of things, because if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. And mm-hmm. if you don't know your history, you're bound to make mistakes. You're bound to step into potholes. And when you look at this weekend, and it is a historic weekend, you don't see this where after the primaries have been completed, if Joe Biden had decided that despite the calls from a number of elected officials on the Democratic side, the calls of some donors on the Democratic side, that he still was going to run and still was going to push forward in this candidacy, he had the delegates to do it. He has the delegates at the Democratic National Convention, the 3,900 delegates that will be meeting in Chicago coming up in August. But the similarity in one sense of history is, and really the only time at this point in terms of my historical knowledge that we have seen anything that could be in some way considered similar, but not in all ways. But the one thing that was, I think, similar was back in 1968 on the Democratic side, when Lyndon Johnson shocked the country and announced on March the 31st of 1968 that he would not seek and he would not accept the nomination of his party for another term as president. And back in 1968, the system was a bit different. We did not have a system where almost all of the delegates to the party conventions were chosen in primaries or caucuses, but basically by the people of the party. Back then, a lot of the delegates, in fact, a great majority of the delegates, were controlled by the party leadership, and especially by, if you're the president of the United States, you are the leader of that party. And if Lyndon Johnson had decided that he was going to push forward, despite a lot of pressure from members of his own party, he, in all likelihood, would have been able to have gotten the nomination, even without overwhelming popular support within the party. And I think there's a similarity there, that Johnson stepped away when he realized that he did not have the same support within the Democratic Party. I think that this weekend, more than anything else, that Joe Biden decided that without a Democratic Party that was united behind his candidacy, it would be very difficult for him to win the election, even against what I considered a very weak candidate in Donald Trump. But if you don't have a Democratic Party that is united, and for all the complaints that folks do have about the Republicans refusing to acknowledge the incredible weaknesses that Donald Trump has, including being a 34-time convicted felon, including being a person that has been found liable for rape, in addition to having January 6th of 2021 on his record, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. The Republican Party on the whole, with a few notable exceptions, did stand behind him in Milwaukee last week and has what looks to be a rather, at this point, unified party. And after the continued announcements, even on Friday, in fact, as I was getting ready for this show over the weekend, I was going to be basically talking about people like Representative Mark Polkan of the state of Wisconsin, who on Friday announced that he was asking the president to step aside. I did not like it. I still do not like it. As we heard in the last hour on the Up North News program, Mark Polkan will be appearing with Pat Kreitlow on Wednesday morning. He will be appearing on the Devil's Advocates on this radio station with Mike Crute and Dominic Salvia later this afternoon as well. But I was going to talk about my feelings about that, but obviously that changed yesterday afternoon. I'm going to have a lot more to talk about when it comes to this story starting at the bottom of the hour, but we're going to come back in just over a minute. We're going to talk to Brittany Merlot from Oshkosh. She is over at EAA Air Venture. Talk about the weather and more, but we are going to talk plenty about the breaking news of the morning and the weekend. Joe Biden dropping out of the race for president. And again, we want you to be part of that discussion as well as we continue this morning on Bull Falls Radio. But Brittany Merlot, next, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 8:21. Again, a very nice start here in north central Wisconsin. Temperature stands at 68 degrees here at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Also, you can join us by going to our Facebook page, the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page, and see a video stream. And in fact, if you go there right now, and I would encourage you to go there right now, pull up our video stream and be able to see Brittany Merlot in Oshkosh, off in a field on what looks to be also a beautiful morning over in the eastern part of the state. But Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, with us. Brittany, good morning. Oh, Brittany, I don't hear you here.
I just had her up. I don't know what happened.
Oh, let's see here. Brittany, it looks like the microphone is mute. I'm unmuted here. Oh. Brittany, it appears your mic is muted. If you can unmute your mic.
Oh,
there you go.
Technology on Mondays. What happens?
I know it. I know it.
Don't I know it.
But first of all, I guess, Brittany, I just said it. Where are you this morning?
So I am at EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, where there are over 13,000 people camping right here with me. I'm going to be here all week long, giving you all the stories and obviously the beautiful weather, blue skies out here. And actually some airplanes are just taking off and riding in the sky. Right now it says Osh 24, and they've even got a smiley face up in the sky as well. I could try to show you on the camera if you'd like, but it is a beautiful day. People are flying planes. There's some parachutes going off behind me too. So many things to see and do, and the beautiful weather. There's not a cloud in the sky today. This morning, I will say the fog, and it was a little bit chilly. Temperatures dropped to about 60 degrees around 5 a.m. Now, as we go through the afternoon, highs today will climb into those low 80s. So it's going to be a fantastic day, but we do have that front pushing through, which is going to bring those showers and some thunderstorms as well. So that should arrive later on this evening, early evening hours, and then continue through our day tomorrow. So it's going to be a wet one, but as we go through the rest of this week, it will dry out. So it's really just the beginning. This afternoon, tomorrow, then we're clear and we're golden for the rest of the week.
What are you looking forward to most over in Oshkosh this week?
Oh my goodness, there's so many things. Honestly, I'm a seaplane girl. I love seaplanes. So I'm going to go to the seaplane base, watch them take off and land on the water. It is the coolest thing to just watch and observe.
It seems as though you have really got the bug for the flying. We mentioned recently that you're in the process of becoming a pilot yourself. It feels like as if you don't have enough on your plate with all the news coverage you're doing and all the weather coverage you're doing, now adding the your own personal air venture. I mean, it's really some cool stuff. I really think it's fantastic that you keep on, for lack of a better term, spreading your wings.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I love it. It's like I'm studying the weather. I'm always looking at the sky. I figured I want to fly in it. And it is the coolest feeling to actually have controls, take the freedom, and, you know, there's no traffic jams up there.
That's so very true. And another thing that we're noticing, and when I look to my right, looking outside, beautiful start. In fact, I see just a few, you know, clouds out where we are here in Wausau, but looking at you live from Oshkosh, I mean, I just see a lot of blue skies. I mean, it looks gorgeous. Basically, is that the way it is throughout Wisconsin right now?
Yeah, so the further south you go throughout the state, the better weather that you're going to find, because this front is dropping in off of Lake Superior. So more clouds up to the north, foggy conditions too, off towards Eau Claire. And even this morning, we had a little bit of fog as well. So that is definitely everywhere. But of course, as we go through south, they're going to still see some showers and storms popping up, but they're not going to have the same line that Wausau and the northern state's going to see this afternoon. So, yeah, I think you should just come here and join me then.
I heard, again, maybe I was wrong, but that especially as we get to tonight and tomorrow, there's a chance of some rain?
Yes, there is. So it'll be pushing in around 4 or 5 o'clock, I want to say, this afternoon for Wausau. And then it'll continue in waves, especially tomorrow morning and then again at night. We're looking at some heavier downpours, some storms embedded in there. Now, none are supposed to be severe. We're not looking at any storm prediction giving us a crazy outlook for a severe weather outbreak, nothing like that. They could just be strong on occasion. So some heavier downpours, maybe a half an inch to an inch pretty rapidly. And then otherwise some gusty winds up to about 40 miles per hour is probably what I'm thinking with this, or some smaller hail. Nothing too crazy to worry about, but it is going to be a wet one this evening and through tomorrow.
It's always downpours these days, I tell you. When the rain comes through, they're not light little raindrops. It's always, there's a chance for some downpours. It sounds like, again, significant. Every time it rains, it seems like, again, there's some significance to it.
There always is. Has to be, right? Gosh, I know. I wish we could just get a little sprinkle that
there
would leave
go.
And the rainbows would come out. And
all right. Well, what are the details here for the early part of the work week?
All right, so high temperatures today, we're hitting about 81 degrees, increasing clouds throughout the day. Of course, chances for showers this afternoon and evening. Continuing throughout tomorrow, storm chances push in there with some heavier rainfall. And then by Wednesday, cooling down into the mid-70s, mostly sunny skies. Pop to the upper 70s as we go into Thursday, still bright and beautiful, and it's going to stay dry for the entire weekend as well. Humidity starts to increase as we push towards the weekend, and so do those temperatures to about those mid-80s is where we're going to bottom out by the time this week is over.
Well, enjoy your time in Oshkosh. I guess I probably should. I shouldn't even have to say that, because we know you are going to enjoy your time in Oshkosh. But
definitely.
Have fun, and we'll catch you again tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
All right, sounds good. Bye, guys.
That's our meteorologist, Brittany Reloaf, live from Oshkosh and the Air Venture EAA event. Right now here in downtown Wausau, the temperature stands at 68 degrees. Again, some little bit of clouds out there. Sun is peeking through as well. 68 degrees. The wind's very light coming out of the south at 2 miles per hour. The dew point is 61 degrees. The relative humidity is 78%. The barometer currently stands at 30.07 inches. And the visibility is, again, it's a little hazy out there. Visibility at 1.5 miles.
So. We actually got a comment from Rob over in Tigerton. He says there are areas in western Shawano County that can use some rain. Many areas east of Wausau haven't had rain since July 13th, a week ago, on this past Saturday. And you're right, Rob. There's some areas of Wausau that haven't gotten as much rain as the rest of the state has. So hopefully those areas will get some rain.
Actually, on at least where I live in Weston, I think it was Saturday night. I was laying in bed and I heard the rain again. So again, and we've heard from Brittany those pop-up showers, those popcorn showers. So some areas do get some of the rain, some areas don't get some of the rain. So
that's right.
If it's been more than a week for certain areas to the east of our studios here in Wausau, then hopefully they do get at least a little bit of rain as well.
I hope so, too.
The time is almost 8:29. Coming up next, plenty of news to talk about. We'll have CBS News, national and international news. Terry Bell will have the latest from Civic Media Wisconsin News. And then we'll also have our local news and weather, plus Mike Clemens with sports. And then we'll be back with more. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Where do we go from here?
Good question.
A lot of questions out there. I think we know what the destination is. It's towards November, and it's towards trying to defeat Trumpism and MAGAism and day one of a dictatorship. But, and again, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Again, want to have your voice be heard in our discussions this morning. And Ian, I'm having a little issue actually getting onto our stream and to see the comments. So I'm glad you brought up Rob's comment earlier, and hopefully,
no problem.
And if anybody else does comment, I'm not able to see it right now. So if anything else pops up,
I will
jump on there
right away,
because we would like to have you join us. And one way to do so is by going to facebook.com and our Bull Falls Radio page, and then being able to click on the stream and make comments there. If you make a comment on the Bull Falls Radio Facebook page under our stream, we will see it, pass it along to you, and let your voice be heard.
And phone lines are open if you want to call in and be a part of the show as well.
Absolutely.
Your operator is standing by.
Yeah, you'll talk to Ian. 715-382-9297. You can call us or text us. Again, if you also give us a text, I'll be able to read that back and let your voice be heard that way. Again, as we continue this morning, do want your voice to be heard, your thoughts on the president withdrawing from the race, and also where we go from here. And I want to spend a few minutes talking about the president, though, first. We'll talk more about the vice president and the Democrats and where we go from here. Last night and yesterday, and even this morning, I still have a definite feeling of melancholy, because unlike some folks, I did not want to see the president withdraw from the race. I understand it. I understand some of the thoughts. But I also have been, I think, upset, angry at times with some of the Democrats who, at the first sign of bumps in the road, seem to panic and seem to decide that, hey, that somehow the president couldn't win, which I thought was ridiculous. I'm not somebody that is a person that follows the polls very closely, because I think that there's way too much talk about the horse race and too much talk about the numbers when it comes to a presidential election. But the idea that the president was in a position we could not defeat Donald Trump was a fallacy. That's, you know, my thoughts. People may disagree, may agree, but that was my thoughts. But I came across last evening sort of a posting that I think in some ways mirrors what I've been feeling the last 18 to 20 hours since yesterday, early yesterday afternoon, the word came down that President Biden, who posted his statement that he was withdrawing from the race. A poster on X said, "I'm not going to lie. The sadness of all of this is hitting me now. I love Joe Biden. I'll always love him. He's been and continues to be an incredible president. And while I'm ready to fight for Kamala and ready to give it my all, I'll never stop thinking about Joe, not ever." And that's the way I kind of look at it. I have no issue with the vice president. I think that the vice president is a terrific public servant. I think the vice president is somebody that has the energy, has the wisdom, has the abilities to, number one, be a terrific candidate, because that's number one right now. Got to have a good candidate, have to have somebody that is able to take the fight to Donald Trump and all of his supporters in the next just over 100 days until November. And also, I think that despite what some Republicans say about not being qualified, that's ridiculous. This is a person that has an outstanding record of public service and an outstanding record overall. Being an outstanding lawyer, somebody that was the attorney general of the state of California, was the senator from the state of California, vice president of the United States. Again, for J.D. Vance to say that somehow Kamala Harris is not qualified is completely wrong. And again, we'll talk more about the vice president as we continue, but talking about the president, I am saddened that somebody that has a record of accomplishment over the last 3.5 years where it doesn't feel like that matters that much in the coverage of this campaign. The president of the United States, current, the 46th president of the United States, and the 45th president of the United States both have records. There could be a whole lot more discussion about what was accomplished by Mr. Trump between January of 2017 and January of 2021, and what has been accomplished or not accomplished by the current president of the United States between January of 2021 and right now, July of 2024. And the record of accomplishment right now that President Joe Biden has is amazing. He has been able to get through really massive pieces of legislation despite incredibly slim majorities over the first 2 years and a minority in the House of Representatives in the second half of his term. But when you look at other presidents that have had records of legislative accomplishment, when you look at going back to Lyndon Johnson in the 1960s, who put through an incredible amount of positive domestic legislation. When you look at Franklin Delano Roosevelt during the New Deal in the 1930s, the early 30s, in the battle against the Great Depression, both FDR and LBJ had huge majorities in Congress. And also, back in that era, especially during the Johnson administration, there were Republicans who were willing to support initiatives such as civil rights and voting rights. Because back in that era as well, there were Southern Democrats, conservative Southern Democrats, Dixiecrats, that would not vote for civil rights and voting rights. So it was a different kind of mixture within the United States Senate and the United States House. But Joe Biden, since he took office in 2021, has faced total GOP opposition. And that's something we've seen basically going back more than 30 years now. to a certain extent during the Bill Clinton administration, to a complete extent during the Barack Obama and Joe Biden administrations, even for pieces of legislation that should have bipartisan agreement, Republicans have decided they will not allow any victories for a Democratic president. You recall back during the Obama administration, where Mitch McConnell said the only goal of the Republican Party for the first term of Barack Obama's presidency, a presidency that began during the Great Recession, the only goal for the Republicans, according to the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, was to make Barack Obama a one-term president. That is not good governance. And that's the kind of attitude that occurred during the first term of Barack Obama's presidency, during the second term of Barack Obama's presidency, and during the last 3.5 years of Joe Biden's presidency. And despite that, Joe Biden has been able to push through a great list of accomplishments. A great list.
Really?
He has done more. He's pushed through legislation. To get any kind of gun legislation through is a miracle. And while it's not to the level that many of us would like to have seen, he's been able to get, for the first time in 30 years, a piece of gun legislation through. He was able to get the Inflation Reduction Act through that not only involved policies that dealt with inflation, but also the greatest amount of forward push when it came to the environment, as we are right now in a crisis situation when it comes to our environment. And yet he was able to push that through. He, after year after year, month after month, week after week of Donald Trump talking about infrastructure week, it was Joe Biden that pushed through an infrastructure package that has led to incredible benefits. Because if you recall back early in the Joe Biden administration, how many times would you read in the newspaper or hear in the media or see in the media, oh, we are on our way to another recession. We're on our way to another recession. When Biden and the Democratic Party, with no support of the Republicans, were able to get through the infrastructure package, it was put in a way, not just to dump a lot of money immediately. It was done in a way over time to get things done across the country and also to give the most bang to the buck economically. It's not been an accident that the United States did not drop into recession. It has not been an accident that the job record of this president is one of the best that we've seen in decades. It is not an accident that we have seen the United States have a better bounce back from COVID than any other Western democracy or any other country in the world. Republicans love talking about the inflation. And yes, inflation was a major problem. And high prices continue to be a major problem, not only in the United States, but around the world. The idea of Donald Trump saying that, well, inflation is totally Joe Biden's fault. No. When you see worldwide economic issues, that's what they are. Worldwide economic issues. And the job of a president, a job of a Congress, is to be able to try to take away as much of the pain as possible. And when you look at people's take-home pay compared to what it was back in the Trump administration, that people's take-home pay has outpaced inflation during the Biden administration. That's one way for people to be able to survive very difficult inflationary pressures. So again, as we do look forward, and that's something that, again, every election has to be about. It has to be about not only looking back at the record of those who are on the ballot, but also to be able to look forward. And we are going to look forward towards November of this year, and then towards 2025 and 2026 and 2027 and 2028, because that's what an election needs to be just as much about as then looking back. But here for a few moments, it's important to look back. It's important to say there is a record that Democrats can run on in the next 100 plus days. And there's also a record that needs to be acknowledged of the President of the United States after he was pushed out of this race. Let's be honest with this. Let's not sugarcoat it. Democratic elected officials and Democratic donors and even a few celebrities decided that Joe Biden was not the person to run this race. And in a sign of true leadership, this president said, if we can't have a Democratic Party that's able to push forward together for the next few months, it's best for me to step aside. And as I said to start off this segment, it's a sad occurrence to me. And it's a sad occurrence to many others who do see what this president has been able to accomplish over the last 4 years. We'll continue talking more about this as we continue. We'll take a step back as well. Lighten things up from time to time. Try to put a smile on your face. Get your Monday morning off to a good start as well. 8:49 is the time. 68 degrees under partly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to Facebook.com, go to the Bow Falls Radio page, click on that, be able to add your questions, your comments, and let your voice be heard. You can also join us by giving us a call or a text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on this Monday morning, July the 22nd of 2024. Hey, coming up over the next 2 days, I want to mention this real quickly. All this talk about changes at the top of the Democratic ticket coming in November. We have a primary coming up in Wisconsin in August, not too far away. And coming up over the next 2 days, we are going to have both Democratic candidates for the 7th Congressional District, as there is a primary that will be occurring. And then the winner of the primary will move on to meet Tom Tiffany, who is the current representative in Congress for the 7th. And obviously, Democrats would love to see a change from Tom Tiffany to either of the candidates. And tomorrow morning, we will have one of the candidates. And on Wednesday morning, we will have one of the candidates, Kyle Kilborn. He will be joining us tomorrow morning at 8:34 a.m. to talk about his campaign for the 7th Congressional District. So Kyle Kilborn, one of the Democratic candidates that will be on the ballot for the primary coming up in August, in just a little more than 3 weeks from now. And he'll be with us tomorrow morning. And then coming up on Wednesday morning, we will have the other candidate for the 7th Congressional nomination of the Democratic Party. Elsa Duranzo will be with us as well. So we will have both those candidates over the next 2 days. So we're looking forward to that and get a chance to talk about the issues and talk about how the campaigns are going and what they're trying to do to try to get over the finish line and earn that Democratic nomination to face off with Tom Tiffany. So we are looking forward to that over the next couple of days as well. And also coming up in the next hour, we always wrap up our show with our daily history lesson. And we'll have a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history, look at some of the celebrity birthdays, some acknowledgement of events that are being celebrated either this week or today. And we will also have our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. And
yes,
he has been red hot recently. 2 weeks ago, Ian was 4 out of 5. And last week, he was 3 out of 5. So back-to-back outstanding weeks for Ian Welsh. And we start off another trek this week starting today. Do you want to know what the topic is this week when it comes to our number for the for today, I should say, for our number for the day quiz?
You know what? Yes, I do.
And in fact, it's kind of, I am adding it as part, for our famous events on this date in history.
Okay.
The person named Wiley Post.
Wiley Post.
He became the first person to fly solo around the world. And our number for the day quiz is going to involve something that involved Mr. Post. Solo flight around the world.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you exactly what it's going to be, but it involved that occurrence that happened 91 years ago today.
Something to think about.
Yep, something. Okay. So it involves Wiley Post, who became the first person to fly solo around the world on this date in 1933.
Okay.
And your number for the day quiz will involve some aspect of that solo jaunt around the globe. So
interesting.
So something to look forward to.
Nice.
And we will have that quiz coming up with Ian at the end of the program as well. So again, a lot to talk about, and again, a lot of seriousness, but also try to keep things on a lighter kind of vein from time to time.
Absolutely.
Were you able to have any good times this weekend? I know last weekend you had the trek down to the Wisconsin Dells. So was it a little bit of a quieter
weekend? This weekend it was just nice to take it easy, take some time off. Not really do anything like too strenuous. Just, I know that last evening, after as a sunset was happening, it was a beautiful evening, and a nice little moment of nature I saw last night is it was close to dinner time, and I was looking out my out the window to my back yard, and this is not the first time this has happened, mind you, but I saw a mama doe. And right behind her were two fawns. And we've had this happen like several times because a lot of deer come to our backyard and they eat quite a bit of our fallen apples from our apple tree in the backyard that have fallen down. But it hasn't just been like a few deer. Like there was one time we had like 4 does in our backyard just searching for food, and just those little moments of nature, it really makes you appreciate the little things in life more.
And also, it makes you appreciate living here in Wisconsin, and that's something we need to talk about more often, because whenever we do travel, whenever I travel throughout the state, and I get a chance to do that quite a bit, it really is a lovely state. It really is. There's so much to see, so much to take in, and so many great activities going on, especially this time of year. As right now, we are in the midst of summer. Coming up soon, we'll have the Wisconsin Valley Fair here in the Wausau area, but so much other great activities going on both here in central Wisconsin and throughout the state of Wisconsin. And if you haven't taken full advantage, it's time to take advantage. It's time to look at the great sides of life, because I think sometimes we do get a little bogged down in negativity, especially when you talk about a lot of the news items that have been going on, a lot of the negativity when it comes to folks like Mr. Trump, who's not the most uplifting individual in the world. Again, there's reasons to smile. There's reasons to really enjoy this time of year, especially in this part of the world.
Absolutely.
Information update coming up, and then hour number two of the show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.